Our next two comedian contestants are on the line. From the show Los Spookies, it's Greta Titelman, and from all over social media, comedian Benito Skinner. Hello.
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 Do you hear that? Yeah. Did you hear that? Stunning.
Hello.
Hello. Music and comedy, they can go together.
You know, just thinking about like what people are putting out there in terms of comedy right now, as two comedians who do a lot of impressions and characters, gotta say it's one thing that translates well.
The tricky thing is like finding any inspiration during this time that's not completely about this time.
Yeah. I've needed to take a little sabbatical from Instagram myself because, first of all, there are way more important things happening in our world currently. I have not found it in me yet. Like, I am not feeling very funny on that platform.
Oh, I've been digging into the old archives. I'm like ripping through my notes of like, what's an idea I came up with like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that has been nice to kind of, you know, see.
Yeah, no, that is nice to go back to repurpose.
I'm like, wait, this was kind of funny, I guess. This has a few jokes. Well, I got a text from my manager on Monday.
Bring up the manager.
And she was like, hey, just checking in on you. Like, you didn't really post anything all weekend. And I was like, I probably should be embarrassed. Wow. Like that.
Okay, but
you can't even take
platform.
A weekend off?
It's totally. That's... Yeah, no, I know, right? I was like, I smoked weed and watched Avatar this weekend. Right. You caught me. Like, I didn't have anything to post.
All right, we have a couple great games for you. Okay. Do you guys want to play some games?
Yes, we love games.
So, actually, before we just jump into it, Benito, I watched and very much enjoyed your astrology, the different signs of the zodiac, and reacting to quarantine. Greta, are you into astrology?
Of course I'm into astrology, you know? I mean, I live in LA.
Right.
My mom's dead. It's like, what are my options, you know?
what sign are you, Benito?
I'm Scorpio.
Interesting. Greta, what sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, so this is going to work out great.
Okay.
Great.
Because this quiz is called Zodiac Buds. We're going to give you a list of three people.
Okay.
Your goal is to figure out which two of them have the same astrological sign.
Oh, we're going to nail this.
Yeah.
We're going to nail this.
Yeah.
Wait, Jonathan, are you a Libra?
I am not a Libra.
Taurus.
What makes me seem like a Libra? Sign.
Is it the beard? Taurus?
What, are you Cancer?
No.
Wait. Are you Virgo? I'll freak.
Not Virgo.
I would have broken the mic if he was Virgo.
Oh my God.
Would have slammed it all the way. Yeah.
Wait, you can't be. Are you a Sagittarius?
No, he's not.
I am a Sagittarius.
Okay, that is.
Sag to me are sleeper signs, though.
They are. And Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Miley Cyrus.
Power. Mm.
Great company.
Oh, by the way, the definitive authority we're using on the topic of astrology is Allure magazine.
They are. It is science. Kind of Webster's Dictionary.
That's science. Yeah.
Right?
That's science.
And as an extra hint, if you need one, we'll tell you one other thing the correct people have in common.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, which two of these actors are Libras who strive to create equilibrium and balance, as you know, and have never won an Oscar? Viggo Mortensen, Denzel Washington, Sigourney Weaver.
I already know.
Okay. Go for it, Greta.
I believe it's Sigourney and Denzel.
Interesting.
Denzel has an Oscar.
Denzel has an Oscar? I thought Viggo has an Oscar.
What did Viggo win?
Didn't Viggo win an Oscar for A History of Violence?
Oh, he might have. Does Denzel? No, Denzel has
Denzel
an Oscar.
I don't think Denzel has an Oscar. Or maybe Denzel has an Oscar
has
for
an
Training
Oscar.
Day.
Yeah.
So then it's Viggo and Sigourney.
That's correct. Yeah. Both Libras have never won an Oscar. Denzel won for the movies Training Day and Glory.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this one. Which two of these people are vivacious, theatrical, and passionate Leos and have won the Nobel Prize? The man who discovered penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, Bill Gates, Barack Obama.
Okay.
I know because Barack's not a Leo.
Yeah.
So the other two.
And I know because Barack hasn't won a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Actually.
What?
Or has he?
Is Barack a Leo?
Has Barack won a Nobel Prize?
And he's a Leo?
Yes, it yes.
Why I oughta.
Wait, hold on. Barack Obama.
Is a Leo.
Is a Leo.
Yeah.
That's hot.
And Benito, Bill Gates is a Scorpio.
And you know what? Bill Gates does have Scorpion vibes.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Okay, wait, give us another one. We can't end on that. I'm stressed.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Which of these two artists are empathetic and compassionate Pisces and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
Well, we know the Hot 100.
I know. It's Pisces and it's Hot 100, baby, one of these is going to be Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Missy Elliott? Carrie Underwood.
Okay, well.
Okay, we're going
Rihanna
with
is a Pisces 100%. And number one. Okay,
and I also think it's Carrie.
Yeah, Missy Misdemeanor is not. Wait, but Missy Misdemeanor feels a little Pisces to me.
She does feel Pisces, but she also feels like Leo to me.
Carrie Underwood feels like Sagittarius, and she's like,
but you know it's that song that
that's
talking about.
Yeah, but that's a Scorpio moment.
That is, because that's divisive and psychotic.
And psychotic.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Rhee and Carrie. We're going to be Are you split. Really?
Wait, I'm so stressed by that. No, can we talk for a bit?
Why do you think stressed. It's Missy?
I just, for some crazy little reason, I just feel like Carrie would never get me the right answer.
Okay, so our final answer is Missy and Rhee.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know you're wrong.
Yeah, it's Carrie.
First of all, Missy Elliott has never had a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100.
Well, that is called racism.
She's reached number two, but never number one. If anyone takes anything away from this, just that.
That's disgusting.
That's insane. That's really insane.
That actually ruined
that feels
my morning.
Long
yeah, I was going to say, my
sure.
week is toast.
And then she's a cancer.
Oh, she's a cancer.
You just want to, I want to be around Missy. Same. She feels safe
Which
to me.
I should have known because
you know?
I'm a Scorpio. So, of course, Missy Misdemeanor is a cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, just like real horoscopes, everything makes sense in hindsight. You both did amazing. And you brought so much more knowledge to this game than we could have ever expected.
That's what we
Thank
wanted
you.
To
That's
do.
What we
that
do.
Was our ultimate goal.